The Gemara Brachos Naftalav Mabez discusses various makaros for tefillah. Tefillah on the level of daraisa is discussed by the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Hei, and also the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam writes that there is a mitzvah daraisa of davening each and every day. And the Rambam disagrees, commenting that there is no chiyuv midaraisa of tefillah, but rather one is only obligated to daven be'ez tzara. The obligation to daven each and every day is only a din derabanan. And even the Rambam admits that tefillah shachris minchin and mariv, that certainly is only a din derabanan. The chiddush of the Rambam shita that tefillah is daraisa means that a person davens once a day, each and every day. And therefore, the Gemara Brachos Nafchaf Marbeis, in discussing the mitzvah of tefillah level of derabanan, shachris minchin and mariv, puts forth two very different views. One is the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina that says that tefillah is based on avos, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that tefillah is considered to be keneged tmidim tiknum. When it comes to keneged tmidim tiknum, the karban tamid shel shachar, karban tamid shel ben arbayim, at night, deivarim upedarim, in order that the mizbeach does not remain empty, and therefore that corresponds to shachris minchin mariv. The Gemara tells us regarding the first chiddush of the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, avos, Avram Avinu tikin shachris, and Yitzchak Mincha, and the very beginning of the Shabbos is Parsha, Vayifka b'makom v'yolin sham, is the basis of Tfilas Arvis. The Gemara says, and what do you do with Tfilas Musaf, for example? So the Gemara comments, Musaf certainly is not keneged ha'avos. There, everyone certainly must agree that Tfilas Musaf is based on hakravas hakrabanos. This could certainly account for differences lahalacha between shachris minchin mariv on the one hand as opposed to tefillas musaf. That's the sugi brachos nafchav vav mudbeiz. And davchav zayin mudbeiz, the next daf, all of a sudden you come to a machlokes kanayim regarding tefillas arvis. Whether tefillas arvis is considered to be a chova, that's the sheet of Gamliel, or Rabbi Yeshua, that tefillas arvis is only considered to be a rishus. The Gemara does not explain why one should assume, as we do the halacha, that tefillah sarvis is rishus, like the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, nor does the Gemara link the sugya and davchavav mebeis, the source of tefillah, with the machlokas and davchav zayin mebeis, whether tefillah sarvis is daraisa and drabana. But Rashi and Shabbos and davtesa mebeis states this chiddush. Rashi writes that the reason one should assume that tefillah sarvis is rishus is based on Tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum. After all, if you assume that it's based on hakrabos hakrabanos, one certainly realizes a marked difference between shachar semincha on the one hand as opposed to tfilas mariv. When it comes to shachar semincha, that's based on a karban kavua, the tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel ben arbaim. When it comes to tfilas arvis, there is no clear avoda balayla. It just simply means evarim upedarim that remain can be offered even at night. So there too, one sees a clear difference between shachris mincha karban kavu as opposed to the tefillah balayla. And that's exactly, Rashi explains, the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, tefillah service is rishus. The implication of Rashi is clear, that if one should assume that tefillah is based on avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, so why should one distinguish between shachris mincha as opposed to mariv? And therefore, presumably, the tefillah service is considered indeed to be a chova. We pointed out in the past that the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, there the Rambam underscores the role of karbanos for shachris minchin mariv. The Rambam only mentions avos, not in Hilchos Tefillah, but rather Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim. In Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam gives us the history of mitzvos, which individuals were obligated in mitzvos, and which of the avos and others perform mitzvos on their own. In that context, the Rambam writes shachris minchin mariv Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, but the Rambam only mentions that Hilchos Malachim, not in Hilchos Tefillah. We had mentioned Rav Slavetchik says that's exactly what the Rambam writes the Pirush Mishnayis Nechulin Dav Kuf, the Torah Tzibul on Moshe. After all, you want to know the history of mitzvos, then in fact one can glean from the avos. If you want to understand the mitzvah, the details of the Maisa mitzvah, the Kiyama mitzvah, then Torah Tzibul on Moshe. And therefore the Rambam writes, even when it comes to the Dinim Drabanon, we look for a Makor which is La'achar Matan Torah, such as Temidim Tiknu. But the Rambam does mention both, even though in very different contexts, avos as well as karbanos. Perhaps this could be a basis of the following issue in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Tefillah this, a person davens, let's say, during the first part of the day. That's considered to be tefillah bismana, right? Tefillah shachris is until dalet shavos. So if a person davens at that time, that's considered to be tefillah bismana. Let's say a person does not daven shachris, there's an opportunity to make up a tefillas tashlumin as long as it's b'shoge. This is in the very beginning of tefillas hashachris. Vav mar aleph. What about ma'achar dalet shos? Ma'achar dalet shos until chatzos. What status exactly does that have? Someone unusual. It's not a tefillas tashlumin, it doesn't seem. No, but also it's not considered to be the mitzvah of tefillah b'zmana. The zman tefillah is only until dalet shos. So what status does that have? Right, from Dalet Shos until Chatzos Hayom. It's somewhat unclear. The Kesev Mishnah, and that Rambam in Gimel Aleph, seems to refer to that as a Tfilas Tashlumin, an interesting Chiddush, that the Zman Tfilah has already passed, and therefore this is a form of Tashlumin. But again, it is unusual, it's a Chiddush. We usually think of Tashlumin only piggybacking off of a Tfilas Chova, right? A person will daven a Tfilas Chova, and by extension, a person can daven now a tefillas tashlumin. But here the Zman Mincha has not yet arrived, so what really is that status? One could argue, if really it's just Betoras Tashlumin, perhaps a Chiddush, that one is only allowed to daven Achar Dalet Shos if one did not daven earlier only B'Shogeg, but if a person did not daven B'Meiz until Achar Dalet Shos, in such a case, there's no possibility, because there's no tefillas tashlumin for one who is Mevatel the Chiyuv of tefillah B'Meizin. It doesn't seem that way from the Rambam. Because when the Rambam describes in Gimel Aleph a person who davens during that time, the Rambam writes that Avar Ota'a. Avar Ota'a seems to indicate simply whether it's B'Shogeg, whether it's B'Meizid. A person has a right to daven until Chatzel Sayom. Beyond that, Tfilas Tashlumin is only B'Shogeg, not B'Meizid. Muvos Yochel Isko. However, when it comes to that window of time, Dalet Tevav, in such an instance, the Pashup Shad even is B'Meizid as well. So it's somewhat questionable. What is that? It's not a Tfilah B'Zmana, but it's not a Tfilas Tashlumin. What would that be? Perhaps one could suggest that maybe that would split Avos versus Karbanos. If you assume that Tfilah is connected to Midim Tiknu, then one could certainly argue that the Zman HaTfilah is connected HaKarban, which we assume is Dalet Shos. That was the normal time the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar was offered. But if you assume that Tefillah is connected Avos Tiknu, so what is the cutoff point of Tefillah? Dalet Shos. Maybe one could argue the following Chiddush, that based on Avos, very mistaber, that the Zman Shachar should continue until the Zman Mincha begins, just as the Zman Mincha continues until the Zman Marav will in fact begin. Maybe that's the Chiddush of this window of time of Dalet and Vav. Maybe that's considered to be a tefillah of Avos Tiknu, but it's not considered to be a tefillah bizmana when it comes to Karbanos. But again, that's the midpoint that the Rambam has in terms of Zmanei HaTfilah. So Rashi writes, as mentioned, that Chiddush in Shabbos and of Testament Beis, that there's a link between these sugyas. Tefillah Sarvis Rishus is because it's connected Hector Chalavim Ve'emurim She'ein Ma'akvin Kaparasan, and therefore Tefillah Sarvis is only considered to be a Rishus. That's the great Chiddush Rashi Shabbos Daf Testament Beis. Then it simply points out in Shiltos and Shiltahei that the Shiltos Rabbi Chaigon cannot agree with this position, because after all, here, the Shiltos assumes, like Rabbi Yeshua, that Tefillah Sarvis is only Rishus. However, in terms of the Makara Tefillah, here the Shiltos cites Rabbi Yossi Bar Chinina, the Tefillah is going to get Avos. So yet, apparently, there is no Lishita Say. One could assume that even if you argue Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, nonetheless, Tefillah Sarvis is still considered to be a Rishus. Again, the question is, why should that be so? The implication of Rashi is very mistaber. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, why should you distinguish between the tefillah of Yaakov and as opposed to the tefillah of the earlier Avos? Then it answers as follows, that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph Mabez points out the following Chiddush. The Torah writes, as the source of the tefillah of Yaakov, you know, Vayivka b'makom vayolem sham. The Torah stresses the place. Why does the Torah stress that Yaakov and Yadavin in this particular makom tefillah? So the Gemara explains that Kimot al-Haran, when Yaakov Vino reached the city of Haran, Avar, Efshar she'avarta makom she'ispal avosai, v'nilo ispalalti. How is it possible that I passed through the area where my forefathers davened and I did not engage in tefillah? So therefore, Vayif kaba makom vayolen sham. Then it's just a simple hara. Right? And that is that it would appear as though the tefillah of Yaakov, you know, was because of circumstance. Since he happened to reach this particular location, therefore he davened. That does not sound like chova. When it comes to Avram Avinu, Vayashkem Avram Babako, oh, Vayetzi Yitzhak Lasuch Basadeh, the Torah seems to say so categorically. Here, it attributes the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu because he happened to chance to find himself in a particular situation. So therefore, the Netziv points out, maybe that's the basis, according to the Netziv, of the assumption that there is no stira. One could understand tefillah sarvus as rishus, even if you argue that the makar is based on Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, because again, kimata l'charon, the Torah presents it in that fashion. We assume the halacha that tefillah sarvus is rishus, but here already the Rishonim debate, what exactly do we mean when we argue that tefillah sarvus is considered to be a rishus? Does it mean it's a rishus in the sense of absolutely optional, that a person can decide whether he wants or does not want to daven? So Tosfos writes that that cannot be. The Tosfos is found in Brachos and Daf Dalu Mabez, and in Daf Chavav Maralev, and in Daf Lamana Mabez, and the Tosfos in Shabbos and Daf Tesa Mabez, where Tosfos says that's what Rishus means, take it or leave it. The Gemara discusses Tashlumin, we just mentioned the Sugin of Chavav Maralev. No? What do you mean Tashlumin? You didn't daven Marv, you daven Shachar twice. Tefillah Sarvus is only Rishus. Or the Sugin of Lamana Beis that Tosfos discusses. What happens if a person forgets Yalav V'Yavo? If he forgets Yalav V'Yavo during Mariv, he's not Chozer on Rosh Chodesh, because Kiddush HaChodesh is in Libyon. And on Chol HaMoed, for example, he forgets Yalav V'Yavo, he would have to be Chozer. What do you mean he has to be Chozer? Tefillah Sarvus is only considered to be a Rishus. So Tosfos comments in these places that you see Rishus does not mean that which is optional. When the Gemara will contrast two chiyuvim, and one pales compared to the other, the Gemara will refer to one as being a chov and the other as being a rishus, even though the rishus is clearly a mitzvah. This is even found in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Beis Sandaf, Lamed Vav Mabez, lists cases which are chova. It categorizes certain cases as a rishus, but clearly mitzvahs. The Gemara categorizes Kedushin or Yibum, Chalitza as rishus. So it's clear in the Mishnah, rishus does not mean optional. Sometimes the Gemara will in fact contrast. Tosa says that's exactly what's happening here as well. When you compare Shachris and Mincha to Mariv, then the primary chiyuv of Tefillah Shachris and Mincha, and to an extent, Tefillah Sarvus is somewhat secondary, is considered to be, relatively speaking, a rishus, but of course there's a chiyuv of Tefillah. L'may nafka mina, whether in the relative sense it's a chov or a is considered to be a rishus. So Tosfos writes the following, right? The Tosfos in Brachos, right? And Daf Chafav says, nafka mina is lagabe mitzvah acheres shehi overes. Tosfos writes a technical nafka mina. A person is in a situation where he has to choose between mitzvah and mitzvah. He realizes that tefillah sarvus, relatively speaking, is not as chomer as other mitzvahs. And if you have to choose a mitzvah, mitzvah B, it also says, mitzvah acheres shehi overes. And therefore, there isn't an opportunity to do both. So in such an instance, then, do that other mitzvah, shehi overes. The Tosfos in Shabbos writes a similar nafgamina, but there Tosfos says, right, the nafgamina is legabe mitzvah acheres, even if it is eino overes. It's a chiddush. That a chova she'en overes is doche a rishus, which is overes. The Tosfos, and again, Brachos Nafchavav, says you have another mitzvah, which is a chiyu, which also is time pressing, and you can't do both. So therefore, choose that over the mitzvah of Tefillah Sarvus. When Tosfos and Shabbos expresses the nafkamina, Tosfos says even the gabi mitzvah she'en overes, Tefillah Sarvus will pale compared to that other mitzvah. So that's nafkamina that Tosfos writes, with the two different formulations, nafkamin legabe mitzvah acheres. The other possibility that you find in the Rishonim, in the Rosh, in the Rif, in the Rambam, is the following, that no, perhaps tefillah sarvus is rishus. However, kiblu alea kechovim. Already, tefillah sarvus is accepted upon ourselves as though it is considered to be a chova. What exactly does that mean? That kiblu or shavu alea kechova? Here you have two different formulations in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rosh, that's Sugi and Brachos, and Perek Dalet and Siman Beis, and Rabbi Yonah and Daf Yud Ches and Aleph and the Daf Harif, There, the Rosh HaVayona addressed this individually. What does it mean? Kevan shehispalel ha'adam. Since he has davened, he has treated it as a chova. You're right. You didn't have to daven in the first place. But once you decide to daven and you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat that tefillah. Because, right, there's a Kabbalah pratis. It means individually. A person has determined, Shaviolek Echova. When you look in the Rif, and Afyut Chesem Aleph, and the Rambam, Perigalef Halach of Vavavachos Tefillah, there it seems very differently. There the Rambam writes the following, V'nohagu kol Yisrael, b'chol makamosh mosroseihem, lihispala arvis, v'kiblu aleihem ketfilas chova. The Rambam does not understand Shavila kechova individually, it means Knesset Yisrael. Meker hadin, that's true, but we, collectively, Knesset Yisrael, nohagu kol Yisrael, and therefore, kablo lehem ketfilas chova, kabbalah klalis, not the individual by davening. Where else do you find this concept of shaviu lekechov? So it's found in the Gonim and Rishonim when it comes to tefilas arvis. The Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger apply this even to the following cases. We'll see more applications. The Magen Avraham in the Siman of Sfiras Omer, Tav Pei Tes, Sivkotan Aleph, Magen Avraham discusses the obligation of women in Sfiras Omer. The girsa we have in the Ramban in Kedushin is that Nashim are Mechuyavos in Sfiras Omer. Very great Chiddush. It's a list that the Ramban has. And at least the girsa that we have is that Nashim are Mechuyavos in Sfiras Omer. Great Chiddush. Why that should not be a Zman Grama. But Poshim Shat, Rover Shonim, women are exempt from Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is certainly a Zman Grama. The Sfira has a Zman Kotsuv, particular time of year. Perhaps the mitzvah of Sfira is only about Laila, not Bayom. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham writes that Shavio Lekechova. It's true. Sfira Somer is mitzvah Shazman Grama, but women have already accepted upon themselves right to daven. Or the first Shiva's Rabbi Kivanger. At first Shiva, great Chedushim. Rabbi Kivanger discusses the obligation of women in Suda Shabbos, the obligation of women in Suda Siyantir. We've often discussed that Maran Brachos and Davchav and Shavuos and Davchav, that even though Kiddush, one would have thought, is a Zman Grama, nonetheless, Nashim are Mechuyavos in Kiddush. That's Kosheshu B'Shmir Yeshna B'Zachira. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, discusses Lechem Mishneh and Shalosh Shuddos. Are women obligated in Lechem Mishneh and Shalosh Shuddos? So, the Ran and Rabbi Natam and that Sugya Kuf Yud Zayin Mebeis, absolutely yes, but for different reasons. Rabbi Natam writes his great Chiddush, Av Fein Hoya Bo Soanes. The purpose of Shalosh Shuddos, the purpose of Lechem Mishneh, right, is Keneged the Neis Haman. This is a further case that you don't find in the Gemara. Av Fein Hoya Bo Soanes. And the Ran writes, it's not necessary to come up with this Chiddush, Afin Abosoneis. This is all part of that Gemara. And Brachos Nafchav, and Shavuos Nafchav, Kosheshim, Shmiyashim, and Zechira. It's not limited only to Kiddush, but it applies even to the mitzvot Rabbanon of Shabbos as well. The Gemara mentions Kiddush because Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa, but who adin? The mitzvot Rabbanon such as three sudos or Lechem Mishnah. We apply the principle, Kesheshna Bishman Yeshna Bezechira. Rabbi Kivanger then goes a step further and discusses the following. This is true when it comes to Shabbos, and what about when it comes to Yantif? Are Nashim Mechuyavos and Sudas Yantif or are they not? That Shabbos right here, very great. Chiddush assumes that Nashim are Peturas from Sudas Yantif. Rabbi Kivanger assumes a great Chiddush, that if a woman forgets to say Yalav Yavo Ben Shem Yantif, she doesn't repeat Berachas Hamazon, because there was no Chiyuv Suda. On Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv Suda. But we don't necessarily assume that what is true of Shabbos is true of Yantif. Very great Chiddush, theme for a separate shiur. But in the Hashmatos to that Shuvin, Siman Aleph, Rabbi Gveiga writes that, look, women are exempt from many examples of Zman Grama, Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav. However, Rabbi Gveiga writes, Shavu Lekachova. But look, women have accepted upon themselves already to sit in Sukkah, to hear Shofar, to be known to Lulav and Esrin. That's a further instance of Shavu Lekachova. So we have this in the Gaonim and Rishonim when it comes to Tfilas Arvis. The Magen Avraham extends it to one example of a Zman Grama, Sfiras Omer. Rabbi Gveiga writes this issue when it comes to Zman Grama generally. Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Vav of Sfiras Omer, just raises the following difficulty. Minchas Chinuch questions, this is found in the Nazira Shimshon also, this is the kasha that they raise. What do you mean, Shavila Kechova? Can you always apply that principle of Shavila Kechova? And Cheschinach assumes that that concept is only true b'makom plugta. B'makom plugta. What does that mean? You have two deos. You have a machlokes. So Shavio Lekechova means that a person can opt like Linho Kedas HaMachmirim. Mikar Hadin, we will pass like Rabbi Yeshua, the Tfila service is Rishus. I have a right to say that no, we will adopt the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel. That's Tfila service, Shavio Lekechova. It's Machlokis in the Gemara. Someone could certainly argue that even though Mikar Hadin will pass in A, one can accept upon himself Shita B. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, but can this apply Yesh Me'ayin? Something which is an absolute Rishus, where less mantapolig, there's no Chiyuv whatsoever. Women are exempt from Sfiras Omer. Women are exempt from Lulav Shofar and Sukkah. You can argue that they can do so, but Torah's Eino Matzu V'Yose, but technically speaking, Shavua Kechova, there is no shita that it's a chova. Shavila kechova does not mean that yesh me'ayin, you can transform a rishus into a chova. It means that you can opt for shita A as opposed to shita B. It's interesting machlokas, no? And therefore the Minchas Chinuch writes it applies in Tfilas Arvis, but it doesn't apply technically to Sfiras Omer, it doesn't apply to Sukkah, Lulav, and Shofar. You can say that women have accepted upon themselves, right, to fulfill this mitzvah b'toras inu mitzviyose, but not technically speaking, shavi olei kachova. It's an interesting chiddush. Perhaps machlokes is the following: what does shavi olei kachova mean? Right? Is that me'ein hachra? It's a form of a hachra. You have machlokes in the Gemara. How do you pask it? Well, we have kolei hapsak yachid v'rabim. Sometimes kolei hapsak within, right? The various deos, how to paskin. Maybe Shavu Lekechova could mean as a form of a hachra, right? That sometimes the nihug, for example, of Knesset Yisrael could be machriya. So even though, for example, technically speaking, we would paskin to the service as Rishus, but already nohagu kol Yisrael, right? Knesset Yisrael has opted for Shite, not Shita B. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. Shavu Lekechova means an extrinsic consideration. It's not midina hachrab. Like nidrei mitzvah, hanhagatova. A person can opt to do something which normally is just to be midas hasidus. That would not require b'makom plugda. A person could take upon himself, so to speak, a chiyuv, which is an absolute varishus. But that's the ha'ara of Minchas Chinuch. See, it's interesting. Even though the Rambam assumed that Mikar Hadin Tfila service is Rishus, and yet Shavil Kechova, as we'll soon see, the Rambam still has nafkaminas between Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Mariv. Even after the fact of Shavil Kechova, nonetheless, there still is a marked difference between Mincha Marav as of Shach, Mincha and Shachris as opposed to Marav. One could have argued, according to the Rambam, any nafkamina is only prior to this Chiddush of Nogo Kol Yisrael. But now, Nogu Kol Yisro, the Ram writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, maybe everything is on the same plane. We'll see if that's not true. Even La'achar Kabbalah Satzibur, still, the tefillah is still considered to be, right, very different from Shachris Minchin Maariv. There are other places as well that you find in the Rishonim, cases of Shavula Kechova, many of which do not meet the requirement of Minchas Sinach at all. That it's only B'makom Plukta. The Magen Avraham, for example, in Tav Kuf Tzadi Aleph, in Sivkat and Vav, discusses the Psukei Malchi Asichonosh and Shofros. There you do find various deos as to how many psukim are in fact necessary. Magen Avraham writes that our minhag of reciting 10 psukim for Malchi, Sichros, and Shofros is Shavu'a Lekechova, again, to follow a particular shita. But yet there are makoros, even in the Rishonim, that Shavu'a Lekechova applies to something which is purely a rishus. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Peches quotes the following chiddush of the Ravia. Well, we just discussed Sudah Shabbos. There certainly is a chiv of Sudah Shabbos. If a person, let's say, forgets to say it, say he's obligated to repeat the Brichas HaMazon. What about when it comes to Shalosh Shabbos? Is there a full chiv of Sudah for Shalosh Shabbos? We'll have to discuss this another time at greater length. But the Gemara has different makoros for Suda. And here the Mechaber writes the Chiddush in Reish Sani Aleph that maybe Shalosh Shiddus is different. Maybe Shalosh Shiddus does not require a full Suda. Even though a Suda's pass is necessary when it comes to the two Sudos, the Suda B'Laim and the Suda B'Yom, perhaps not when it comes to Shalosh Shiddus. The Mechaber is Machman Reish Sani Aleph, since it's a Machlok, it's not in the Gemara, Machlok is Rishonim. Therefore, we assume the chumra that one must wash for Shalosh Shiddus. In Kuf Peches, however, in Hochas Birchas HaMazon, the Mechaber writes, what happened if a person benched and forgot to say Ritzei Shalosh Shiddus? So the Mechaber writes that, B'dieved, Dino Kerosh Chodesh. Since it was a Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's a need for a full Suda, well, maybe there is no Chiyuv Suda. In which case, it's like Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, if a person gets Yalav Yavrinan Chosu, the same thing applies when it comes to Shalosh Shiddus. So we're machmer both ends, so to speak. That one must wash for Shalosh Shiddus, but b'dieved, if a person fails to mention Ritzei Barach Litzeinu in Shalosh Shiddus, he doesn't repeat the Berachas HaMazon. In this discussion, the Beis Yosef in Kuf Peches quotes the Shita of the Ravia, that Meikar Hadin, there is no Chiyuv of a Sudas Lechem for Shalosh Shiddus, however, Shavu Alekechom. We have already have taken upon ourselves to do so. That's a chiddush, right? We're working within the shita that mikar hadin there's no chiyu, but nonetheless shavila kechova. So you have three possibilities for shalosh shiddus: either one must have a sudas lechem, or there is no such chiyu. And now the chiddush the Ravia shavila kechova. That again, pashur pshat is a shavila kechova in terms of creating a chiyu, not just simply. Right, being chayish for a different shita. Here, mikar hadin, there's no machlokas, machlokas rishonim. But the chiddush, the Rav Yah, is even if one should assume it's a rishus, still shavu'a lekechova. The Beis Yosef later quotes a further chiddush, name of the Rav Yah, Tav Reish Pei Beis, regarding alanisim. We don't pass like this Rav Yah either. The Rav Yah has two different discussions. In Tav Reish Pei Beis, the Beis Yosef discusses the Rav Yah alanisim in davening. And there's the Rav Yah, right, found in Megillah, Simin Tav Kuf Samach Gimel, right, alanisim Chanukah and Birchas HaMazon. In both contexts, Tefillah as well as in Birchas HaMazon, a very great Kiddush. The Rav Yah writes, Shavila Kechova. And therefore, if a person forgets alanisim and benching on Chanukah, he has to be chozer. Shavu'a kechova. It's a very great chiddush. No, we assume that certainly is not true. Even on Purim, we assume that's not true. Purim is interesting. No, on Purim there is a chiyuv suda. No, it's not the same type of chiyuv suda as Shabbos and Yom Tov. right? A mitzvah of oneg, a pasuk of ichlu hayom. But one of the mitzvahs hayom is a sudas purim. It is a very fascinating issue. What is the definition of that suda? Does that have the same halachos as a suda shabbos, a suda yantiv, pas? Would you argue that's not true? We assume even when it comes to purim, if a person forgot to say alanisim, in achosim. That's the psak halach of Magen Avraham. But the Rabbi Yo writes that alanisim is likuva, not mikar hadin, but shavil lekechova. We've taken upon ourselves to incorporate alanisim in every tefillah, shavil lekechova, and therefore likuva, very great chiddush. And the Rabbi Yo writes this when it comes to alanisim, even in benching, a great chiddush when it comes to Hanukkah. There's a further comment that the Meiri has. This is found in a sefer called Magen Avos, the Chibur of the Meiri, in Simen Chapal. Magen Avos, a fascinating sefer, right? Many pieces written by the Meiri to defend the Minhagim of Provence. Right? Some of their Minhagim came under attack by other Rishonim, and Magen Avos, right? The Meiri is rising to the defense of the Minhagim of Provence. And it has some lengthy pieces. We've discussed a couple of them in the past. In Simen Chaf Aleph, here the Meiri discusses the following. The Gemara describes in Sukkah, right, in Daf Lamed Vav, the case of an Esrog which is Chosen. And the Gemara says unusually, Rabbi Chanina matbil bei v'nafik bei. Literally means Rabbi Chanina took a bite out of his Esrog, right, and he used it. No? The Gemara tries to demonstrate, apparently you see that if it's Chosen, and sometimes Nesek which is Chaser can be used. After all, maybe the psul of Chaser is only when it comes to Yom Tov Rishon, not when it comes to Shar Yomim. Rabbi Chanina matvul bei v'nafik bei. So the Meiri writes, Chiddush in the Gemara, what did Rabbi Chanina do? He took a bite out of his Esrog, matvul bei, right? He dipped it into other things and ate it. And then he used it for the Esrog, nothing better to do than to use it for the Esrog of the mitzvah. So the Meiri writes this following Chiddush, that certainly that wasn't referring to the Esrog that Rabbi Chanina was using to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Why would he have done such a thing at all? But the Meiri writes, no, even though technically speaking, the Gemara Masechet Dav Zayin, Midag Bein Afik Bein, you pick up the dalmin, you put it down your yotze, that's all that's required. But still, there's a midas chasidus to take the dalet minim for much more than simply b'mayis lekicha. Hoshanos and Halel anshe Yerushalayim. No, they were known to live in Esther kol hayom. So the Meiri writes in Magen Avos that that statement of the Gemara, b'chanina matul bei v'nafik bei, doesn't mean, right, the mitzvah, it means the midas chasidus of netilas dalet minim kol hayom. So the Meiri is immediately bothered. Yeah, but the Gemara says nafik bei. Nafik means he was yotzei with that. He was yotzei de chavasa. So doesn't it sound like it's talking about the esrog he used for the lakicha shel mitzvah, not just simply for the midas chasidus of kol hayom? So no, the Meiri writes, Shavu lekechova. That was the practice, Rabbi Chanina. To be notal dalet minin, b'meshech hayom. And since Shavu lekechova, that's why the Gemara can use the terminology of nafik bei. Nafik bei. That's what the Meiri writes. Again, it's an interesting chiddush that you have something which is purely rishus, but again, you can apply the principle of Shavu lekechova. Just one last case, if you look in the Tshuvas Marsham, something which is noveri nogei, you see this at Rabbi Chasana, Nechela Kei and Simen Ches. The Mesadra Kedushin recites the Birchas, the Erizin, but also there's a bracha, the first bracha, Bari Perigofen. Is it so simple that the Mesadra Kedushin can recite that bracha on behalf of Chasana now? After all, that bracha, Bari Perigofen, do we apply the principle of Yotze Motzi? It's a minhag, a very early minhag, but a minhag to be koveh the Birchas Eris in Al Hakos. But if that bracha barah pir gafen is not an inherent part of Birchas Erusin, it's a minhag to be koveya the brachos al hakos al hayayin, so does yatzamotzi work? When it comes to Birchas Hanenin, this is the principle of Shomea Ka'ona, but not yatzamotzi. We're all sitting down to eat. I can't make hamotzi, and only you will eat. I can make hamotzi partake, and by extension you can eat. You can be asked to do Shomea Ka'ona. But the concept of a yatzamotzi, meaning I recite a bracha exclusively for you, that's true when it comes to mitzvahs. Not when it comes to Birchas Hanenin. So the Gemara says, for example, when it comes to Kiddush, the very end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Kiddush, Yatzamotzi, a Kiddush, I can recite the Bracha Barah Pir Gafen for you. Because that's the Nusach HaKiddush. It has characteristics that Barah Pir Gafen, Birchas HaMitzvah. But when it comes to Birchas Erisin, you're going to argue that the Bracha Barah Pir Gafen is an inherent part of the Birchas Erisin. To apply the principle of Yatzamotzi, if you look, for example, in Afikayam, Chelek Bey Simon Aleph, Afikayam writes the practice of Reb Chaim to make sure to spill a little bit of the wine to be toim in order that he is partaking and the Chasan HaKala will partake. This is a Ha'ara of the Pnei Yoshua already in the Kuntras Achra, Maseches Ksuas. The Sugya and Dav Zayim, Dav Ches, the Zayim Bey, the Gemara discusses the cases of Berchas Erisin, Reb Pir Gafen, the Pnei Yoshua already raises this issue. Why should yatzamotzi work when it comes to a minhag of being koveya these brachos al hayayin? But it remains a birchas hanenin. So this tshuva from Rashi, right? Shavu that kachov. Even though it's true that mikar hadin there's no chiyuv, but it's been a minhag for hundreds and hundreds of years to be misadek kedushin al hakos. So already, Shaviu lekechova. And therefore, one can apply the principle, right, of yatzamotzi, even to that bracha. Right, these are examples, right, of shiv lekechova in order to generate a chiyuv which is in fact, right, one which is created, not just simply that there's machlokas in the Gemara, and Shaviu lekechova. In those cases, it's true that perhaps Shaviu lekechova works as a form of a hachra. But here you do have cases. Rav Lekov is not machriya; it's mechadesh. No, Shavila Kechova creates enuchim. We mentioned in the Rambam Shita that even though the Rambam writes Nogu Kol Yisrael and Shavila Kechova, but still there are marked differences between Shachar Smincha as opposed to Tefilas Arvis. So one of Tosas's differences is Mitzvah Cheres, right? And the two different Deos and Tosas. Overis or even ain't overis. The Rambam writes the further. The Rambam in Per Gimel Achazayin of Hilchos Tefila discusses Zmanei HaTefila. We know that it was a common practice to daven Maariv early. The Gemara even says in Brachos Nachav Zayin that Rab Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rab used to daven Maariv on Shabbos early. On what basis? On what basis do you have a right to do so? Maybe one could argue that that's no Raya Shabbos, because as Rashi writes in that sugya, Brachos Nafchav Zayin, Tosefa Shabbos. And if there is a mitzvah to begin Shabbos early, maybe that allows for Tefillah Sarvis as well. That's what Rashi writes. But as you know from earlier shiurim, this can't be the shchiddush of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam does not mention at all a mitzvah Tosefes. The Rambam only has Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That does not mention the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos. Poshim Shat and Rambam, there is no mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah. That according to the Rambam Shita, lo matzino kabbalah oseres. Not just simply that there's no chiyuv, there's no device, there's no vehicle, there's no such thing. And there the Magen Mishnah discusses, what do you do first, Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? Well, if you assume that Ner Shabbos is a acceptance of Shabbos, so obviously that has to precede Ner Chanukah. If it wouldn't be, then why don't you argue that then you have to light the Ner Chanukah first, if it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Otherwise, If it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos, I want to argue Tadar Vishinu Tadar Tadar Kodem, Ner Shabbos followed by Ner Chanukah. So in that context, that's the Magen Mishnah writes, if you assume that Halakos and Eros is Kabbalah Shabbos like Halachos Gedolos, so forget about Tadar, you have to like the Ner Chanukah first. It'll be Shabbos when you're mad like the Ner Shabbos. But according to the Rambam Shittim, Lo Matzinu Kabbalos Eros, it's not true. Lo Matzinu Kabbalos Eros does not mean that there's no Chiyu, but there is a Chalos. There's no Tosefes. So how does the Rambam understand the Gemara that Rav Tzadish Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, that Rav used to daven Marav early? That's what the Rambam writes in Gimel Zayin. Tefillah Zarvis Rishus, Eimetaktik, Gimbizmana. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, not found in the Gemara. Tefillah Zarvis Rishus, Eimetaktik, Gimbizmana. And again, this is a special Chiddush in light of the Rambam of Karnogu Kol Yisrael. You could Nogu Kol Yisrael, as we'll see, right? To daven Marav. But nonetheless, the tefillah remains a tefillah as rishus, and therefore, one can daven early. The Rambam writes this chiddush again in Perek Tes Halacha Tes when it comes to chazaras hashatz. The Rambam stresses that one of the purposes of chazaras hashatz is lahotzi mishen abaki. Everyone has a chiv of davening. Some individuals aren't able to do so. One of the purposes of chazaras hashatz is to allow others through the Chazar Sashas to fulfill their Chobas Yachiv. But the Rambam says, but not when it comes to Tfilas Arvis, She'ain Tfilas Arvis Chobo. Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus. So there's no need for a Chazar Sashas Lahotzi Mishen Abaki. And then the Rambam writes his great Chiddush in Perek Yud Halacha Vav of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam writes the following. What happens if a person is davening and all of a sudden the nizkar shekvar hispala? In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you realize he davened already. Probably doesn't come up so often regarding shachris. No, but let's say mincha. Now you daven mincha gedol in yeshiva. All of a sudden, Friday afternoon, you head out to shul. You find yourself in the middle of mincha, and you realize you daven a few hours earlier. What do you do in that particular case? No? What do you do in that particular case? So the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that if nizkar shekvar hispala, posek afilu b'emtza bracha. Stop dead. No? Can't continue. Can't continue. That's the chiddush the Rambam Shita. Why is this considered to be a chiddush? Well, like a person has a right to daven at tefillas nedava. Of course the Rambam writes, you have a right to daven at tefillas nedava, you have a right to daven at tefillas chova, but you cannot daven a tefillah which is part chova and part nedava. The first half of the tefillah is chova, second half of the tefillah is nedava. That the Rambam says you cannot do. So you have a right to daven at tefillas chov, you have a right to daven at tefillas nedava, but nizkar shekvar hispalel, to shift gears b'emtza tefillah, what was thought to be a tefillas chov will now become a tefillas nedava, that the Rambam writes you cannot do. The Rambam writes the following chiddush, not true regarding marriage. A person is in Shemoneh Esrei and all of a sudden nizkar shekvar hispalel, realize you already davened marriage. The Rambam says, continue davening. Because even initially, when you had thought that you had not yet davened, it was only a tefillas rishus. And therefore, this is min b'mino. This is a seamless transition from before and after. Now, Shein came when it comes to shachris and mincha. That certainly is not true. Now you're trying to shift, to convert what was a tefillas chova into tefillas adava. That you cannot do. That's the chiddush the Rambam Shita. And the Ravid has a very brief comment of Ein Kan Nachas Ruach. Ein Kan Nachas Ruach. Unclear what exactly the Ravid is disagreeing with. Again, the Rambam has two chiddushim. Chiddush number A is the Ikar Halacha, Posek Afil Bemtza. Good. Chiddush B of the Rambam is the exception of Mariv. When the Ravid says, I disagree, what is he disagreeing with? A? I disagree fundamentally, the whole halacha. Or maybe the Ravid is just disagreeing with point B. What the Ravid says in the first half, The Rambam writes, the Ravid maintains is true even in Mariv. That's what the Kesem Mishnah assumes. Kesem Mishnah assumes in Yudvav the following Chiddush, that the Ravid is disagreeing with the exception of Mariv. What the Rambam writes, Posek Afilu B'Emtza HaBracha, is absolutely positively true, even in Mariv. Aye, the Rambam writes, what do you mean? You only began to daven a daita derushus? So that's where the Kesem Mishnah says, no, but Shavu'ot HaKechova. So if Shavu'ot HaKechova, our discussion, now Shachris and Mincha are identical to Mariv, and even in Mariv, Posek Afilu B'Emtza HaBracha. Maybe one could have argued the opposite. Maybe one could have argued when the Ravid writes Ein Kanachas Ruach, he's debating the Etzem HaHalacha. And maybe the Ravid says, no, I maintain you always may continue. Never Posek Afilu B'Emtza HaBracha. But the Rambam writes is true of Mariv, the Ravid says it's even true of Shachris Mincha. See, the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam's distinction. The question is, so which way do you flip it, no? Is everything what the Rambam writes like Shachris Mincha? That's what the Kesem Mishnah writes. Or Reb Chaim assumes the opposite. The Ravid will assume everything is like Tefillas Arvis, that one has the right to continue davening. Reb Chaim writes, what is this machlokas the Rambam and Ravid? Reb Zevin has a work which is called Ishim Veshitos. So he discusses the personality of the Gedolei Yisrael and their Derech HaLimud. And he cites beautiful examples, right? The Derech HaLimud of Gedolei Yisrael, right? Examples that reflect their approach in learning, their style of learning. So the piece in Reb Chaim, sort of Zevin cites this piece as being, right, a classic model, right, of Reb Chaim's distinction. Reb Chaim's chakir is the following. When we speak about something as a Rishus and Chov, is that a halach in Gavra, halach in Chevtza? One possibility is the following. When I say that something is a chov rishus, it's from the perspective of a chovas hagavra. If something is a chova, I must. I must. If something is a rishus, I may. There's a difference between shachris mincha as opposed to mariv. Shachris mincha, I must daven. Mincha, I may daven. In terms of the inherent composition of the tefillah, is there any difference? Why is there a difference? The words are identical. No? The nusach ha-tefillah, the matbeah shetavu chacham are identical. Bechefza, you can't tell them apart. I'll argue that one's a chova, one's a rishus. Right? The Torah is gavra. One, I must daven. One, I need not daven. I may daven. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. Maybe the difference between Chov and Rishus is Lachin Cheftza. Not just simply whether you have to or not. Maybe there's an inherent difference in terms of the tefillah itself. Let's assume you have a Karban Chov as opposed to a Karban Adava. Maybe it's a different form of Hakadasha. A different type of Kedusha. A different Cheftza Shal Karban. And not just simply that one you must bring, one you don't have to bring. There's a big difference between a carbon chattas as opposed to an olas nedava. Not just simply that one you had to bring because of a chait. It's a different chefta shal carbon entirely. Maybe one could argue that's true when it comes to tefillah as well. It's a different chefta shal tefillah. Let's say chefta shal carbon. After all, tefillah is keneged tminim tiknu. Reb Chaim writes, this is the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. Nizker shekvar hispalo posek afilu b'emtza. So one raises the obvious kasha. What do you mean? You could always daven tefillas nedava. So why do I have to stop my tracks? Why can't I just continue adaita de nedava? What's the chiddush l'Rambam? This is min v'sheino mino. The two tefillos don't blend. You can't have half a tefillah which is chova, half a tefillah which is nedava. Reb Chaim writes, that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that chov and adav is halacha in cheftza. The tefillos are inherently different, like the karbanos are inherently different. You can't take an animal, for example, and do the first two avodos for a karban chova, and the last two avodos for a karban adava. A different cheftza shal karban, a different cheftza shal tefillah. If it was just I must or I may, so what's wrong with continuing? The tefillah is identical. But if you argue that's not true, a different chefta shel tefillah, the mamish min v'shein amino, that's the Rambam's chiddush of posik afilu b'emtza bracha. Now you come to the Rambam, Ashenki, when it comes to tefillah sarvish. Tefillah sarvish is only reshus. If tefillah sarvish is only a reshus, so tefillah sarvish, and then a tefillah snedava, nizkar shekvar yispalel. That's min v'shein amin, that's min v'mino. That's a seamless tefillah. The chefti shel tefillah began as a reshus, it continues as a reshus. And that's why the Rambam writes, when it comes to tefillah sarvis, you continue davening. What about the kasha that the Kesem Mishnah raises, that the Kesem Mishnah claims is the Ravid Shita? Shavu aleh kechova. You know what the answer of Chaim points out is? Shavu aleh kechova. Said Allah in Gavra and Chefza. Shavu aleh kechova. I've taken upon myself. That's Allah in Chefza. Let's say a person makes a neder. He is going to every day offer a korban ola. That's a carbon chova. That's not a carbon chova. The carbon remains a carbon adava. It has all the halachas of a carbon adava. I will tell you that, but I took upon myself to do so. What's the answer? There's a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon adava. But not that inherently the carbon is a carbon chova. That's exactly the chiddush of shavyola kechova. That we have taken upon ourselves b'toras gavra to daven a tefillah reshus b'chol yom, but the tefillah remains a tefillah reshus. After all, he pointed out just a short while ago, if the Rambam writes it's a chova, so how does the Rambam write all his nafkaminas of chazaras hashatz and zman tefillah? Maybe one should have argued all these nafkaminas are academic. That was true, but it shouldn't be true. One shavu aleh kechova. What's the answer? Now, still shavu aleh kechova is only a personal chiyuv. A chovas hagavra to daven a tefillah nedava. But becheftz it remains a tefillah nedava. So that's exactly the chiddush of the Rambam. You can't equate tefillas arvis even achar sheshavu aleh kechova to shachris lemincha. Shachris lemincha is a tefillas chova. Marav remains a tefillas reshus. The nafkaminas of chazaras hashatz and zman tefillah and the Rambam nizkar shekvar yispalel. It's still considered to be min v'mina with a tefillas nedava. Because bechefza the tefillah is a tefillas reshus, it's not a tefillas chova. Even lachar sheshavu aleh kechova. That's the chiddush that Reb Chaim writes. Then Reb Chaim goes a step further. And what doesn't the Ravid like about this? Apparently the Ravid assumes, no, the difference between a tefillas chova and tefillas adava is not chefza. Not that inherently tefillah A is so radically different from tefillah B. Everything's the same. The difference between chova versus nedava is simply in terms of gavra. And therefore, maybe one could argue that if shavu aleh kechova, marav is like shachris lemincha. But then Reb Chaim just adds the following, wait a second. If the Ravid shita is that bechefza the tefillahs are identical, shachris lemincha, good? And the difference between chov and adav is only in terms of the chovas hagavra. So then your Reb Chaim writes, so maybe then, when the Rambam says, ein kan nachas ruach, when the Ravid writes that, the Ravid is not disagreeing with the detail of Mariv. He's disagreeing with Ikar HaHalacha. If, in fact, the difference in Chov and Adav is just from the perspective of Gavra, but the Tfilos are identical, so then the Chora, why should you say, Posek Afilu B'Emtza Bracha? What's wrong with shifting gears from a Tfilos Chova to a Tfilos Adav, even in Shachar Semincha? You'll tell me the Tfilos are Min V'Shein Omino. That's only if you assume it's a different Chef to show Tfilah. But if you assume simply no, it's just the difference in terms of chovas hagavra, so then why should that make a difference at all? That's the chiddush Reb Chaim. In fact, we have the hasagos haravid maseches brachos. Now, if you look in the back of the rib, we have the hasagos the ravid to the balamor. If you look at the hasagos haravid, that sugi brachos daf chavalev, it's clear that the ravid is assuming this way. that it's one chefta shel tefillah. And Pasha Pshat says, Reb Chaim explains the Ravid, when the Ravid says, Ein kanachas ruach, the disagreement is not just with the Mariv, the disagreement is with the Ikar HaHalacha. And the Ravid assumes that there's no reason posek if the Ben Tzabracha. One can seamlessly continue from a tefillah schov and now to tefillah shoshos. Because schov and shoshos are all understood in terms of gavra, not in terms of chefta shel karva. Interesting chiddush. Take a look at that piece in Reb Chaim. The Meshech Chacham in Parshas Vayigash makes the following very important ta'ara. Meshech Chacham writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to all of us, to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but there was something unique about the manner in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov, you know. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu b'maros halayla. You find that in this Shabbos' parsha, v'yishkab b'makam ahu, v'yachalom, and in v'yigash, in Perek Memvav, Pasuk Beis, v'yomer Elokim liYisrael b'maros halayla. That's the chiddush. That Meshech Chachma writes that this is not found, or at least not emphasized. But Meshech Chachma writes not found. That when it comes to Avraham and Yitzchak, but regarding Yaakov, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu bidavka appeared to him b'chalom laila at night, b'maros halayla. Why exactly is that true? So Meshech Chachma writes that the beautiful chiddush that Yaakov, you know, unlike his father Yitzchak, right, found himself, right, be'es Sarah in Golos. He was forced to leave Eretz Yisrael, running away from Esav in this parsha. In Parshas Vayigash, he had to go to Eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov, you know, reflects, right, the entire period of Golos, and that is indicative of Maros HaLayla. And the lesson that we glean from Yaakov, you know, is that even b'cheshkas ha-golos, there is hashras ha-shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu can appear to someone, right, even in the darkness of the night. That lesson we uniquely learn from Yaakov Avinu. In golos, running away from Eitzav HaRosha, forced to be niglat Eretz Mitzrayim, and yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. He's mashver shechina solav. The last time Meshech Chachma writes is what the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chavtes, that Gol Lubavel, Knesset Yisrael also had to go into Golos, Shechina Imahem. Right? Shechinta beGolosa. The Shechina accompanies Knesset Yisrael in Golos. Meshech Chachma writes, that's why specifically that Yaakov Inu was misaking Tfilas Arvis. Not Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov Inu at night, teaching him that lesson, right, of Hashras Hashchina B'cheshkas HaGolos, and that's the tefillah of Yaakov, you know, tefillas Arvis. B'cheshkas HaLayla, that was the takana of Yaakov, you know. Meshech Chachma goes a step further and writes the following. What is the secret to the ability of Knesset Yisrael to survive their plight of Golos? Meshech Chachma refers to the very opening of Sefer Yechezkel. The pasuk says that Hayo Haya Dvar Hashem El Yechezkel Ben Buzi HaKohen. Yechezkel Hanavi was zochet to nevuah not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Golos as well. Why is that true? Rashi there writes in that pasuk, being of Yechezkel, based on Gemara Ma'akot Nevchavei, what does it mean Hayo Haya? Rashi says that kvar shar salav tchila b'Eretz Yisrael. Since Yechezkel was already a Navi in Eretz Yisrael, that nevuah continued even in Chutz Laretz. Meshech Chachma explains that one would not be zochet to nevuah in Chutz Laretz itself, But if one can link to Eretz Yisrael, the Hashras Hashchina that one experienced in Eretz Yisrael, that can extend to Golos as well. Yechezkel Navi was zochet nevu in Chutz Laretz because he had received nevu in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Meshech Chachma writes that the secret to the Bili of Knesset Yisrael to survive in Golos is to link to that earlier period of Hashras Hashchina in Eretz Yisrael prior to Golos, to maintain the Darkei HaAvos, and that maintenance can extend, right, even in Golos as well. Meshech Chachma writes, look, the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu is Tefillas Arvis. And Tefillas Arvis is Keneged Eivarim U'Pedarim. What is Eivarim U'Pedarim? Meshech Chachma writes the very same Chiddush. There's no avoda balayla. You can't offer a carbon at night. What does that mean? There's no tchilas avoda balayla. But a carbon that was offered by Yom can continue in burn, al gabi hamizbeach, even balayla as well. That's exactly this chiddush. That the hashras hashchina that existed by Yom, that can endure, that can be prolonged, that can extend, even balayla into Golos. The avodas hamikdash of Yom can continue even balayla. Right, the relationship Yaakov forged with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, that can extend to Golos. That's the Chiddush of Yechezkel Navi as his nevuah. That's a twofold Chiddush Meshech Chachma writes. Number one is that Shechina Golsimayim, Hashras Hashechina in Golos. That's the uniqueness of Yaakov Avinu. But B, as long as we in Golos are able to link to the Darkei HaAvos, well, the overt, right, Hashras Hashechina in Eretz Yisrael, this man should be Semikdash Kayim. And Cheshlina then, Meshech Chachma concludes, right, with this point, that being able to endure the difficulties of Golos means to be able to link, right, of course, the Derech HaAvos, Eivarim U'Pedarim, linking to the Iker HaVoda, Yechezkel HaNavi. He says, all of this, right, is implied in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears specifically to Yaakov Avinu at night. Yaakov Avinu was on who's masaking Tefillas Arvis in order to teach us, right, that this potent lesson of Shechinta Begalusa, but our challenge to cling to the Darkei HaAvos.